Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is Wednesday. Always excited for Wednesday. We have teen time tonight. Teenagers, I want you to know I'm praying for you today, and I'm excited about our opportunity to huddle around the Word of God tonight and be encouraged and challenged, all of us. I hope that you'll be there with us when we kick things off at 7:15 tonight. Hey, let's go ahead and go to the Word of God. That's why you're here. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, the final day for our missions. We do have missions conference coming up, but our memory verse, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. One more time, 2 Timothy 4, 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Let's go ahead now to 1 Kings chapter 7. That's where we've been spending time, and we have been studying these historical accounts of what happened in this time period. And there's so much more to it than just history. These are great decisions that God's people made. These are poor decisions that God's people made, and we learn from all of them. So let's go ahead and take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Hopefully you've already read it. If you haven't, take a little bit of time to do that after this podcast is over. But the 14th verse of chapter 7 says this: "He was a widow son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker of brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work." I love this little story here within the context of the building of the temple. And we're introduced here to a very special man. His name was Hiram. And according to the Bible, Hiram was a respectable man that was skilled in all works of brass. He was not a pastor or a teacher, but his character was of the utmost caliber. Now, what the verse that we read just a minute or so ago, we can discern a few things from this verse, such as the fact that Hiram was a man who had wisdom. He had understanding. His work ethic was exemplary. In other words, when he did work, it was of the utmost excellence. He put himself into it. He was not afraid to work and to work hard. And when hard work is mixed with a life that strives to do the right thing, boy, God is delighted. Now, take note of the fact that Hiram here, and we're told this, he most likely came from a difficult home situation, in that we see, and as the verse tells us, that his mother was a widow. Now, Hiram may have grown up without a father, and as difficult as that would have been, it was not so much about where Hiram came from, but it was about the person that he was. You see, we all have less than desirable things in our past. No one has the perfect upbringing. No one has a life without any degree of difficulty whatsoever. No, that is a part of life. And certainly there may be those who have it more so than others. But the point is here, Hiram was a person that had a mind to just simply be a hard worker that used wisdom and gained understanding and pleased his Lord. Again, Hiram is not a prophet. Hiram is not a preacher. Hiram was a man who had some difficulty in his past, but simply purposed to work hard and to do right. And teenager, young lady, young man, who's ever listening, that's what God requires. He doesn't want all of us to be preachers and youth pastors' wives and go to the mission field. God may have that for you, but he doesn't have it for everyone. The Lord would simply ask that we would work hard, put ourselves into the things that we do, and do them for God's glory and live for God. And you know what? God delights in that. Hiram is recorded in the pages of Scripture and will be forever because he was a man that was willing to work hard and do right. And you know what? That's something that everyone can do. That's something that all of us can focus on this Wednesday. So listen, difficulty is going to be there. It may be in your past. You may be looking right now at some difficult things, but look, just simply focus on doing the right thing. And boy, I'll tell you, God has always honored that when I have done that. And when those in Scripture did that and are able to testify of it. And I know that that will be the case in your life as well. I hope that thought connects with you on this day. And before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It is Michaela D. We're praying for her. Take some extra time to do that today. And I know she would be grateful. Listen, always appreciate you spending time here with us on the Truth to You podcast. Listen, if you've got some friends who are not listeners and you think that they would benefit from it, again, this podcast is geared directly towards teens and where you're at. And so we'll always do our best to make application. But at any rate, if this podcast would be a blessing in your estimation, sharing it with someone else, I encourage you to do so. We'll see you here back next time as we study another timeless truth right out of God's Word. Take care.